We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. We are beginning 8 lines from the top of Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, the first wide line, the middle of the line. The first word of the line is Espashtu. We just learned that Yocheved gave birth at 130 years old, and it calls her a Bas. And the Gemara says, this teaches us that she was Nol Dubas, Simoni Nairis. She turned back to looking young, like a young girl, and that's why she's called Bas. And when she had Moshe Rabbeinu, she was 130 and she looked like a young girl. There's a shaila in the Achroinim, what about when she had Aaron and Miriam? Was she also looked young? Because there she must have been 126, 127. She's pretty old then also. Did she have the same nace that Nespash to Akmatim or not? I in the Mepharshim on the Medrash, I talk about that. But the Gemara goes Vaita in Darshaning the Psukim regarding the story with Amram and Yocheved. It says that Amram, when he heard about the Gzeira, that Kol HaZachar, all the boys born, Paris had to be thrown into the water, he was pirish from his wife. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach es Bas Levi. And the Shaila is, it should have a Yachzar. L'chaira, he took her back. He was married to her already. He was married to Yocheved already. He had Aaron and Miriam. Now it says, Vayikach es Bas Levi. L'chaira, it's not a first. Vayikach sheva Yachzar. So the most kasha is Vayikach v'yachsum v'yolei Amar Hu d'baras v'ida malamech oslo ha'mais l'kuchim. He did a nesu'un again, ki'ilu would be the first time he's marrying her. He made a regular chasana, ki'ilu he was marrying her for the first time. What did he do? Sh'yeshiva b'apirion, hashiva b'apirion, he put her into a pirion, is like a nice chair or carriage that he used to use when they used to bring her to the cover with a chuppah and carry her on this chair, was covered with a canopy and carried on a chair. And they used to do this for the people who get married for the first time. So it says over there that they put her into Sapirion, but Ari and Miriam and Shairim Lifanaha. And Ari and Miriam was singing in front of them with Shasta Chasana. And Malachi Asharas Amram, Malachi Asharas said, this pasuk, it's following pasuk on Howl, Aim Habanim Samecha, which means Yocheved, who has her children, Ari and Miriam, is Mimasameach, together with her children on the future birth of the Mashiach and of Klal Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Margos Vaita, Dashin, the Psukim of Bnei Slavchad. There are two Psukim by Bnei Slavchad. One in Perek Lam of Yud Aleph, where it says, Vatihenam machlo tirtzov achoglo milkov anoyo Bnei Slavchad of Bnei Dei Menashem, that they married the Bnei Menashem. And it says there that the order is, it starts with machlo, ends with noyo. And there's another Pasuk that says in Perek Chav Zayin, when they went to ask for the Yerusha, it says machlo, then noya is number two, v'choglo, milk of asir, it's a different order. And the child says, why is it different orders? So Gemara says, la'alon, when it talked about marriage, monam akasha darach yulosam, they count them in their age, because when they get married, you're supposed to get married in age order, like it said by Lavan, that this is not the derech to give, to marry off the younger one for the older one. V'kan, and the pasuk regarding that says that counts machlo noya choglo milko sirtzo. There is derech chachmasam. There was counted derech chachmasam, which means how smart they were, how learned they were. When they're asking the question from Moshe Rabbeinu, it was counted derech chachmasam. Man, this is all masiyele le Rabbi Ami to write Rabbi Ami. The Amar of Ami be yeshiva when it comes to sitting to din or other in yoni taira halacha chachma. You go after the chachma, after the how learned they are. And b'mesiba, which means by l'sechasin ha'halkachazikna, you go after age. So here also, like nesuin, when it comes to getting married, we go after age. When it comes to counting a good question, we go derech chachmasam. And this should be the order every time. You have a din, we sit down in taira, you speak to the one who's chachm first. Or any other yonah taira. Mashenka, when it comes to giving someone covered by a chasin or something, then you give it to the older person. Amar Rav Ashi, these rules only apply who the maflig b'chachma. Only if the one who's chacham is much smarter than the zakin, much bigger talmud chacham than the zakin, that's when we say he goes first. For example, we said he goes first by din. It's only if he's a much bigger talmud chacham than the zakin. But if he's pretty much even, just a little better, then you go with the zakin. And the same thing when it comes to a mesiba, a simcha, a mishta, where you go first by the zakin. Zakin who the maflik b'zikna. Only if he's much older. But if you're not really much older, then you go with the talmud chacham. And the Rishpam has arichas, and the Rishpam says, what happens if they're both equally? This was a little bit older, and this is a little bit more of a chacham. Who do you go first with? He says they always go first with the zakin then, because the chacham will not feel bad when you go bust to the zakin, because he's older. So therefore you do that. But this whole halacha, that you go bust to the chachma by din, and by mesiba, by simcha, you go bust to zikna, only if they're muflig b'simcha. Zot the Gemara Vayter, Tanabir Bishmal. But no, Slavchad Shkulas Ayu. They were really even. The reason why the pasuk is given in order is to teach us they're both even in Madregas, just like it says Moshe and Aaron and Moshe, the Shkulas. Here also the Shkulas. Shenema Vatiyena, and Loshen Vatiyena is extra. So Avaya Achas Akulam teaches us that they're all the same. They're all the same. They're one big Havaya for everyone. Because it could have said in the pasuk, Vatihi, what's Vatiyena? So that's Lashon Rabbim teaches us, as the Rashash learns, teaches us all one. The Rashbam is very Lashon. Rashbam should have said, B'noi Slavchav Neidei L'Nashim. The Shaila is, how would you understand that? But where's the Vati? You need something Vati, Vati Yana. But upon him from the extra. Now, the Rashbam speaks out, that now comes out, it's not a right Rabbami. The first shot in the Gemara, why it's different orders was, because one's Derech Gidu Lasa, one's Derech HaChmasa, one's the right Rav Ami, who says you go Basa Yeshiva, you go Basa Chachma, and Mesiba HaChazikna. But now they were saying, Pshat Shkula saying, it's not a Raya to Rav Ami anymore. Zok Demar Avayta, what have we done with Shmuel? Benoi Slavchad, Hutu Inasa Chal HaShvatim, even though the daughter that went into Eretz Yisrael, any daughter that was Yerush, was not allowed to marry into a different Shevet, by Benoi Slavchad, Punk, and the parish was said by them also, they were allowed to marry any other Shevet. What's Pshat? Shneim the Pasuk says, La Toiv Beinehem Tiena L'Nashim, whoever you want, you can marry. So Ella, Mani, Mekayim, the pasuk says afterwards, Ach l'mishpachas matei aviyim tielanos, because you should marry Dafka into your father's family. Eitzatayva yisiyan. He told him, Eitzatayva, not a halakha. Eitzatayva yisiyan akasus lo yinosu Ella lahagil lahem. Only marry someone who's roiv for them, and we know the family of Menashe was between the chamim. He said you should marry them, should Dafka marry them. Pray to Marakasha on this side. Moisiv, Rabba is a kasha on this brisa. The Brice is talking about someone who eats kachim while they're tamei. And it says in that pasuk, Emor aleihem l'dorei seichem, kol ish asher yikrav, v'tumaser alav, nechus nefesh ahi. That's all pasuk there. So the pasuk starts with Emor aleihem, then it's l'dorei seichem. So we dash like this. Emor aleihem means lo ison ha'imdim al har sinai. Those who are standing here today in har sinai. L'dorei seichem, elo adorei sabam. These are the doris that are going to coming doris that they also have to keep these halachas. And the question is, Im Nemar Avos, it says to the people who stood on Har Sinai, Loma Nemar Labanim, why do you have to speak Al Dar Seichem? What do you need that for? Im Nemar Banim, if it says Dar Seichem, Loma Nemar Avos, why do you have to say Emar Aleim? The reason is, the Bryce answers, Meshyeshba Avos, Mashayim Babanim. There's some things that are only by the fathers and not by the children, not the future Dairis, certain halachas, which is Vyeshba Banim, Mashayim Avos, and certain halachas are dafka by the children, not by the Avos. What's an example of that? By the obvious is a din that any bas who has Yerusha is not allowed to give this, they're not allowed to marry into another shevet. The harbe mitzvahs, so that's a thing, is dafka obvious at the bottom. The harbe mitzvahs and stavu abonim, so in stavu obvious. There are a lot of mitzvahs that the bonim won't stava and not the obvious. For example, arla, kalayim, chala, leka, chicha, pei, all these things are talibarets, like the Rashbam says, a dafka for the bonim. So some things dafka bonim, dafka of the obvious. So you would think then that maybe, since some things only obvious bonim, maybe all the things that were said in Harasina was only for the obvious, not for the bonim. Therefore, we need this general pasuk. It says the usual case is, the status quo is that it's talking to everyone. So that's what the pasuk says. And peshesh obvious. You have to speak out bonim. So what does it say, Klar in the Braisa? That, so this is the Akan Braisa. Therefore, the Braisa says that you always, the Torah gave a general rule, Emar Aleim, Derisechem, all mitzvahs, unless specified otherwise, is begun to Klar Yisrael. So, Ketani Mirs, what does it say in this Braisa? It says, but obvious, that everyone who has Yerusha, every bas, when they marry, they have to marry into their own shevet. So heck, you say, B'nai Slachma didn't have to marry into their own shevet. It's a first Braisa that every bas who is Yerusha has to be married into their own shevet. And for the Gemara, who Moshe V'lo Mefarek, lo levar B'nai Slachma. These halakas were excluding B'nai Slachma, the deer, they could have L'toiv Beinei L'Noshim, and they didn't have to marry into their own shevet, only because we said that it's an Eitzah Taiva. That's it. That's the only reason why they have to marry into it. So the Gemara Vayta. So we'll start the next recording, the next Gemara, that talks about this Braisa and explains this Braisa, but otherwise, when you have only for this Dar, when for different Dar, and which Pasuk you darshan to say this.